You're listening to SBS News.
A scaled-down parliament convened on Monday to pass a second stimulus package, protecting workers and small businesses as they face an inevitable income loss. Prime Minister Scott Morrison addressed the chamber with both a grim warning and a rallying call for Australians.
We are a strong nation and a strong people. But in the months ahead, this will put us all to the test. At no time like this since the Second World War. But together, Australia, we are up to this challenge.
It comes as the federal government orders the closure of several places of social gathering to stem the spread of coronavirus. Now, casual workers and business owners are struggling to stay afloat as pubs, clubs, restaurants, and entertainment venues shut their doors. The measures were debated in Parliament, consisting of 10 pieces of legislation and 24 stimulus measures. The two stimulus packages together represent over $83 billion injected into the Australian economy. Under the new measures, the maximum JobSeeker payment will be doubled, providing an extra $550 a fortnight for unemployed sole traders and casual workers. Additional measures include cash payments of up to $100,000 for small businesses and an additional $750 payment to Australians not eligible for the new coronavirus supplement. However, tensions rose in Parliament as it was revealed the $750 payment to welfare recipients would not be paid until July. The opposition highlighted the urgency of the situation, with Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers saying people need to receive assistance faster.
We've been very constructive and said let's work together to find a way to get this support out the door quicker. It's not clear to me why our pensioners need to wait until July for the extra payment. It's not clear to me why the government hasn't come up with a way to get the business support out the door. Workers are losing their jobs as we speak. Businesses are closing their doors as we speak. They need the support right now, not in a month, not in 3 months or 4 months' time. There should be an opportunity for the Parliament to speed some of these measures up.
The opposition also noted the dire consequences of Australia's increasingly casualised workforce, with employees having no access to leave after being let go. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese criticised the government's privatisation of assets.
We're also seeing the consequences of a government that's been determined to privatise and contract out assets. The truth is that the big four accounting firms have got a lot of government taxpayers' money over recent years, and at the same time, basic government functions have been stripped from their workforce.
Meanwhile, Centrelink is floundering as an influx of panicked Australians overwhelms its services. The MyGov website crashed in the morning and long queues have formed outside Centrelink branches. The federal government initially blamed a cyber attack for downing its website, but Minister for Government Services Stuart Robert later retracted the claim. He says the portal was overloaded, as it can only handle 55,000 users at once.
We've been preparing for a large influx of Australians who haven't yet used Centrelink services before. Over the weekend, we took our number of users from MyGov from an average 6,000 concurrent users to what is now 55,000 concurrent users. We've put a tenfold increase in our digital channels over the weekend in preparation.
An extra 5,000 staff have reportedly been deployed to cope with the unprecedented demand across Centrelink services. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.